If you don't walk with God, you're not going to bless. You know, I keep going back to, I think it's in Galatians, you reap what you sow.
That's right.
You do. And if you keep hanging around it long enough, I don't care how long you've been sober, if you keep hanging around guys that are using, you're going to pick
use.
Up.
You're going to use. And we have a we like to focus on the first step we always focus on, and we're on step 10, so if you don't mind me going backwards
back
a little bit.
Go back to one. We always go
number
back to one.
Number one is we admit, in Fresh Start Recovery, we preached that we admitted we were powerless over the effects of our separation from God and our lives had become unmanageable. We don't want to give the alcohol or anything else the credit. We want to make sure that we know that it's God that we're away from and separated from that's causing the issues that are happening, because God will take care of everything for us. He'll give us the ability to manage through all of the trials and tribulations, because in James 1:2, he says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
Mm.
Not if, when. So we know they're coming. It's just, how are you going to deal with it? Well, if you're separated from God, you're not. You're not going to be able to deal with it. You're going to run to the painkiller. You're going to run to what numbs the pain, and you're going to be running to it for a long time if you don't have Jesus. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's simple.
Well, one of the things there, we admitted we're powerless over, gosh, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Bill, one of the things that can happen is we can get guys, or those of us will say, I got this one problem. I drink too much. Well, there's a reason you drink too much. And once you stop the behavior, you still are who you are, and the guy you are drinks. And there's a reason you do that. So we do need the transforming power that can only come from Christ. And we are powerless over, I'm powerless over my next breath that the sovereign God has. So that's how we got to look at it. I like that. It's good.
I find it interesting when you hear of somebody that does something like rob a store or something, and then their confession is, you just got to know that's just not me. I go,
really?
I go, actually, it is you.
Yeah, it is.
Because you did it. That actually is you.
You're sorry you got caught.
Well, but, you know, we always try to have this picture of ourselves that the real me wouldn't do that. You know, that's not me. But actually, it is you. You did it. And so your whole idea that when you're separated from God, your behavior is going to be whatever it is, and depravity is going to be at the cornerstone of a life separated from God.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Getting the first step for a lot of, you know, the recovery rooms is you don't get that you're an alcoholic or addict. Getting the first step is you don't realize how depraved you are, that how far we fall short of God's glory.
Mm-hmm.
That is it appointed once to man to die and then the judgment, and everybody misses the mark. That is step one. And I got to reconnect with God. I'm separated. I'm on my own. I'm lost. I'm dead. And I think God has to hit us there to let us know we're dead. How does that dead man know he's dead? He doesn't, right?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And then he draws you in, and now you got a decision to make. Are you going to live or die, your mom said to you, for you that night at the church, you know? Hey, these people are right. Am I going to do this or not? My life's kind of working, but I'm failing. I'm dying inside. That's your moment. And if you're listening tonight and you've tried before to get sober and it hasn't worked, go to the source that can deliver you.